Good morning, good morning, good morning. Somebody say good morning. So good to see you here. How many are glad it's 75 degrees out and not 100 degrees out? Amen. We needed a break from that. Well, hey, as you're making your way back to your seats, we are on week 26 in our Invisible War series, and it is our last message inside of this series that we have been inside of since January, and we've had 26 messages on the subject of spiritual warfare, and I pray you've been blessed by this series. We broke in and spent 3 months just on your heads, so talking about overcoming the enemy up here, and I'm telling you, I've never had such a response from people saying spiritual warfare was explained so practically in a way we understand it, because I think sometimes we can often so spiritualize the topic that really you can overcome the enemy. You just got to understand how to overcome him. And so we equipped you as best as we could. We spent so much time in study, in prayer, in strategy on unleashing to you the keys that God has for you to overcome the enemy in your mind, the control center of your life. And then we spent quite a few weeks on the heart, digging into your emotions and how to overcome the enemy with the emotions that we have. I mean, we are emotional people, and the enemy can tug on those emotions and work those emotions out in us to the negative. And we taught you about that, how to have willpower, how to strengthen your willpower. And then we've been spending the last block of this series on the home, learning how to overcome the enemy in your home. And we close out that talk here this morning. However, this morning, and I said this in the Saturday night service, I want to say it in this service, we had a runaway service in the 9 a.m. service. God just kind of interrupted it. And I even asked if you guys want to continue to hear the message, come to the next service. But that this isn't really a message, there's 3 points in a poem or anything like that. This is more of an ending thought, an ending point to this talk here today, and I really don't anticipate it going any more than 15 minutes. And I just want to let you know, here's the point. God wants our homes to be wholesome homes. He wants them to be homes full. Everybody say that word, full. Full of great connections with each other. You remember that show Full House? Anybody remember? Anybody up in this place remember TGIF television, right? Full House. I used to watch that show all the time. And I thought back recently, like, what would the ending of a Full House episode look like if it were my family starring inside of it? And so I want to give you a little taste of what that would look like. I think it would look something like this. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, Skipper. Hey, Buckaroo. How you doing? You've had a rough day. What's going on in your mind?
I just feel really bad for breaking Mrs. Smith's window.
Yeah. You did throw a baseball through your neighbor's window. And I know it was an accident, but you know, she was really scared when that happened. And, you know, now she's out a window, and we're out a few $100s to replace that window. That's a big deal.
It's a gosh darn bad.
Yeah. Son, it is something to feel bad about, but it's also important to know that you're going to work to pay it off. You're going to work every single day to make sure that that window is paid for. And your mom and I have thought long and hard, and we've decided that you're going to be grounded here in your room for a few weeks.
just feel like such a failure. She just sent me away.
Hey! Look at me! You are not a failure. Come here. Son, you are my son. A window can be replaced, but you know what can't be replaced? You.
Really?
There's tons of windows out there, but there's only one Javen. You know, you're one of the most important people in my life. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. I don't think I'm alone in that. Because you got a family that believes the exact same thing.
Yeah, Jabe, you know, you're our bright and shining star. You know what? You're not the worst little brother either.
Oh, Micah! But seriously, you are family. And no matter what you do, we're always going to love you.
Just glad to have a family like you guys.
Yeah. And we're glad to have a family like you. Hey, let's bring it in. Come on. Let's have one of those Kiro's hugs. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know what I think it's time for? How about one of those famous family high fives we like to do? Ready? One, two, three. Yeah! All right. All right, get off the stage. Bowing. What are you doing? Oh, Lord. Preacher's kids. I'm sorry you had to see that. How many know you never know what you're going to see when you come to this church? Hey, I want to do something. Can we keep that corny music playing in the background? There, right there. And just make it real light in the background if you can. Stinking Full House. We used to watch these shows back in the day. I used to watch those shows, man, back in my old school. And, I mean, pick a show. It could have been Full House. I think we got the cast right there. You know, it could have been Full House or Family Matters. Anybody remember Family Matters? Or maybe you grew up on Leave It to Beaver. Anybody watch Leave It to Beaver? Or maybe you watch The Brady Bunch, right? What, no matter what the show was, though, like all of them, every single episode, every single season, every single show ended with this corny dialogue, like laced with this background elevator music. And they would, you know, they would just, it was like, I called it TV altar calls, you know. It was just one of those things wherein at the end of every episode, the family would come together and work out whatever issue that they were dealing with. And, you know, you really don't find any shows like that anymore on television where they have these kind of corny TV endings anymore. But I want to tell you, like, the concept of what they were doing is actually anything but corny. Because the concept, to me, is a very powerful one because it promotes togetherness. It promotes unity. It promotes, like, strong family bonds. Whatever you want to call it, they always came together whenever something tried to come in between them. And we can learn a lot from that, actually. Because God has called you and I to regularly, please hear me when I use that word, regularly connect with each other. To make a habit of it, actually. Where at the end of every day we have, the end of every episode of the Kiro's family, that we need to be coming together. The end of every episode in your home needs to be people coming together to understand each other, to understand the problems that we experience, to dig in and help each other out. And when one is going through a difficult time, we all jump in to make that time less difficult for them to experience. That's Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, wherein Paul said, bear one another's burdens. That means roll your sleeves up and get inside of the problems and burdens and challenges and struggles that each other experience, to live in there and help them overcome it together. He's saying we need to do that to fulfill the law of Christ. Because God has called us to live this type of stuff out in our homes and live according to the true meaning of love, friends. It's love and its nature compels. Love draws. Love attracts. Love motivates connection between people. You know, in looking back at this journey through the strategies God has for you and I to overcome Satan, in this invisible war we fight, when we started to talk about the head, we talked about your head, right? My head. What we need to do to overcome the enemy in our minds, and that's something only you can do. And then we talked about what you can do to overcome him in your heart. That's something only you can do. You've got to make those decisions, friends, in your emotions and in your willpower. But to overcome him in your home, hear me. When I say, you can't fight him alone. You aren't meant to fight him alone when it comes to overcoming him in your home. We must fight him together, because family is one unit. When a man and a woman get together, it says the two shall become one. We become one, friends. And when kids come in, we are still one unit, friends. And like we learned last week, that's why we got to have each other's backs. That's why we've got to get behind each other. I stinking loved it, Dr. Edelman, that we learned the meaning of submit in that scripture, that it's a military term. It doesn't mean somebody's better than the other, somebody's more important than the other person. It says that we need to submit, meaning we need to line up behind one another. Have each other's backs. Line up like as in an army, friends. Because we are an army. The people in your home is your army that God has called you to line up with. You and your spouse. If you're a parent, you, your spouse and your kids. You're a single parent, you and your kids. God has called us to overcome our enemy together inside of our homes. And I want to encourage you as your pastor today, speaking into your home, to do whatever it takes to motivate the power of together. The power of together. Because when you're together, you are powerful, friends. I don't think we realize how powerful we are when we are together. It makes me think of Genesis chapter 11, right? Post-flood, the flood has happened. Right, and then it's a chapter about the Tower of Babel, that humanity just starts getting it in their heart. They're prideful. They know they can do anything that they want to do, and so they say, "Man, let's just erect this structure." You know, God commanded them to scatter throughout the earth, you know, and just go spread and multiply. But man, they decided to come together, and they said, "Man, we're going to be as powerful as we can be." And so they said, "Let's build a tower that reaches to the heavens," and they started to do that. And then God comes down, and for whatever reason, you know, there's a lot of theological disagreement on it and debate on it, but he confuses their language, and that's where the differences in languages came and scattered them through the earth to do what he originally commanded them to do, to cover the earth. But it's very interesting what God said before he came down in Genesis 11:6 while they were building the Tower of Babel. He says, the Lord says, If as one people speaking the same language, they've begun to do this, talking about building the Tower of Babel, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. God knows that when we come together, there is nothing that can stand in our way. We were created in his image, friends. When we come together, when we envelop in that community, friends, we are unstoppable. There is unstoppable power in our together. I want to encourage you to regularly come together with your family. That's kind of the thought of this talk here. I could think of really no other message that God would want, and that's really what I felt he was wanting me to say here to you today. Let's walk out of this place today completely passionate to do whatever it takes to come together as a family. Not allowing anything to come in between us, because that's exactly what the enemy wants. He knows when we're alone and separated from our army, we're weak, we're vulnerable, we're out there. But together, we got each other's backs. And if the enemy can get an issue in there and keep an issue in there between us, man, he's winning. And I feel like God wants me to wrap up now, to keep this point fresh in our minds and not cloud it with a bunch of other teaching. But I want this bed here today to symbolize an issue you may have in your home that maybe you haven't dealt with, an issue between you and someone else in your family. Maybe it's between you and your spouse, and it hasn't been talked out, it hasn't been dealt with. You've not come together on it. Maybe it's an issue between you and your kids. Kids, maybe it's an issue between you and your parents, or you and a sibling. Or don't let the enemy divide your army. If you're single in this room, let this bed symbolize an issue that you may have with a member of your church family. Maybe you haven't dealt with. Maybe with a coworker, with a brother or sister in Christ, a family member that's outside of your home now. Don't allow these things to stay in you. Come together, overcome it, and watch what God can do. Do whatever it takes to motivate together, friends. Pray together. Get in your word. Get in your Bible, God's holy word. Dig in it together. How many have ever heard that phrase? A family that prays together stays together. It's so powerful because it's together. There's power, friends, in together. I want to encourage you, don't let the day end today without having your full house moment. Don't let it end. Don't let the sun go down, Scripture says, on your anger, on any unresolved issues, friends. Start letting the corny full house music play in your house and make sure that you come together, because your family is the most important people God could ever put in your life. Billy Graham was asked just recently if he had any regrets in his life. And he didn't answer that question immediately. And he thought about it. And he said, you know, I really don't look back on my life and have any regrets that I am struggling with. He said, but, you know, the more I think about it, if I were to rewind and do this over again, what I would change is I would spend more time with my God, and I would spend more time with my family. And I think that's such a good answer, because that's an answer probably many of us would give at the end of our life. Because how many know there are so many opportunities where we just end up taking for granted the fact that they're just people that are there, they're present, and we kind of lose out on the need to take and remember to take quality time with each other. And this is a great, great start. Make sure the end of every night you have ends with each other. I want to ask my family, if they would, just to come back up. I know they're all scared to sit on this bed with me, because it's a very fragile bed, and that offended me, but I'm not going to let that issue stand between us. What I what we do in our home. And this by no means is an opportunity to say, look at the Kiros family. Aren't we great? It's not one of those things. Because we got problems. When you got this dude in your house, you're going to have some problems. Amen. I'm just kidding. You know, when we experience drama, we experience all that stuff. But one thing that I am very proud that we do is we end every night kind of like this. We come together and we pray. We come together and we give God that time. We close out our day like what we were just talking about. And I can tell you as someone that experiences stress in his life. I experience stress. I mean, the life just grinds, and the grind doesn't slow down. But, you know, the prayers of my family members are often the greatest source of strength for my life. There's nothing like hearing your spouse pray for you. Nothing like it. There's nothing like hearing your kids pray for you. I remember one time I was sick, man. I was sick, and I was stressed, and I had a lot of stuff going on. And he doesn't know it, but, like, he prayed a prayer that was just speaking into my life, and I was just like, whoa. And not only, you know, do you have that pride as a father, you know, you're just like, wow, that my son's actually praying that, you know, like, the way that he's praying. It's like, where did you get this intelligence? You did not get it from me. But he got it from his relationship with God and his take on life and his view, you know, on who he is and what God's raising him up to be. But he just started to speak these words into my life, and I just started to feel better. Like, it was, like, physically, I started to feel better. And I started to feel like I can over, like, you find that stuff, friends, in the family that God's called around you. And I know some people right now may be really disheartened because maybe you have members of your family that just, they're not going to do this tonight. But that's your heart. God's going to honor your heart. I can tell you, my mother prayed for my father for years. And now, I'm telling you, God is stronger than the willpower of our family members. God can overcome anything. When Jesus Christ came to save the world, he's not going to not do his job. He came to save the world. He's going to work through the prayers of us. And I just want to ask from our family to yours if we could have that opportunity to pray. And I even wanted to ask my kids and my wife if they would to pray. And so who wants to go first? Pray for the families that are in this room.
Lord, hope that you just bless all the families that are in need of your love, that you just give them all your love, that they just get through the struggles of the daily life, that we've all been through it. We've all had to deal with it. Hope that you just bless the people that are going through it right now, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Who's next?
Lord, I just pray that whatever family's going through, whatever they're struggling with, that they just look to you, Lord, because I know that we've all been through terrible things and we've all gone through problems, and I just hope that we all look toward you, Lord, and know that you are the answer to all of our problems. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be here, for the opportunity to, again, just focus on you and remember the most important thing, God, that you created us. So in you, God, is everything that we need.
Yeah.
And every answer that we need, every struggle and problem. And I pray that we continue to look to you, to focus on you, even with all of life's distractions. And we thank you, God, because we know that you are going to move.
And Lord, as we close this time here today, God, I pray, oh Lord, I pray in my heart that, Lord, nobody would receive this image on the platform as a family that thinks that they've got it down. But Lord, I pray that they would rather see a family that is going after you, Lord, that is thankful for the blessings that we have in our lives because of what you do. But Lord, that they would also see a family that is here to team with their family. We're here, God, to be an encouragement and to be a resource and to be a help for every husband, every wife, every mother, every father, every son, every daughter, every single person in this room. Lord, I pray that they would know that they're not alone. This is a great church.
serves a great God who's got great things for your people. And Lord, I thank you for the enemy that has overcome in the home. Futures right now, I just see victory. Lord, I pray we would remember that the people in our home sometimes are the greatest weapons God has given us to overcome the enemy. I think we forget that. Lord, the people in our home are the greatest people you could ever put in our lives. And we're thankful for them in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Can we stand to our feet here? And can we give a hand of clap? Let's give a hand of praise here this morning to the Lord for what he wants to do in and through the homes represented in this great church. I want to ask our communion teams, if they would, to come to the front. And I pray that you receive this kind of closing thought here. A little different. It's been a different service. I love this service here this morning. Just a closing thought on the power of together. I'm telling you, go back and listen to some of the things that we've talked about in this Invisible War series. And live in the life of victory that God has for you. And I could not be more excited to invite you back to be a part of what we're going to talk about in the news we're going to share with you next weekend. It's truly going to change everything. We're so excited about it. Amen. I want to ask our care pastors and our deacons, if they would, to kind of come to the front. And I want to dismiss our La Providence team out to the lobby right now. But if you're a care pastor, deacon, or another leader in this church, I want to ask you, if you would, just to come to the front. And if you need prayer for anything in your life, no matter what it is, miracles happened here this morning, and God is no respecter of persons. He honors faith, friends. He responds to our faith, and God can do a miracle in your life. If you need prayer for anything, no matter what it is, financial, physical healing, you need a spiritual breakthrough in your life, whatever it is, let us put our faith next to yours and watch God do a work in your life here. We want to invite you also to be dismissed to the front here. If you would like to remember the Lord here in communion before you go, if you're here with your family, it's a great opportunity to take communion as well. Let's remember what we have in our Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Journey Church. We love you so much, and we look forward to seeing you right back here this week, next weekend. Amen.